Rumors promise posterity, like the dust of the earth would be the number of his seed. But because I was barren, I in desperation gave my handmaid to Abram. I gave him my Egyptian slave to be his wife. What a life no one ever asked me. No, but then I conceived and I was pleased. Oh, how the tables have turned. I saw her smirking, so I made her pay. She treated me so bad that I ran away into the wilderness alone, and I was carrying his child. Oh. But then an angel came to me and stayed with me for a while. And you want to know what he said? He said, "My son, will be multiplied exceedingly. His seed will dwell among his brother's seed." His brothers? Guess I know something she don't know. She came back, and though she got under my skin, he needed an heir, and so we took her back in. Then 13 years later, I was 80. God spake to Abraham, making promises again. He said, "Sarah, I know Sarah shall bear a son indeed. Oh yeah, and I'll extend my covenant through your Sarah's seed." One day I saw the mocking of that woman's child. I said, "She must be cast out, she must be exiled. Get to the desert, girl, and take that boy along." At one time I thought she'd be good for my family, but I was so wrong. Abraham grieved, still he believed in God's promise that we would survive.